Shir Lamed in Kedushin continued by the Rosh Yeshiva Lamed Nisan Hei Toshim Mei, April 21st, 1985, and Sunday continued.
So, Pitchin, who did not want to be exploited that way, those who have practical wisdom, so what do they say? They say, when they once hired themselves to support the daughter of the woman they married, so they said, they stipulated, we'll only support your daughter as long as you are with me. But the moment I divorce you, then I'm not obligated to give support you. So a pikrin, who you can see, al minashe ezin is bitchor, es bitir, chomishonim, kol zman shati. So it says, a pikrin who you can see, pikrin who you can see. So that means, so for what purpose did you introduce it into ishtar? In order to be given from the Chosim Shavonim. So we see that when it is reduced into a star, so it's given from the Chosim Shavonim. So how will Chavasha say we need to request it? Because it will not serve any purpose. It will not collect from the Chosim Shavonim anyway. So my case, namely, you call Amir Exile, you call Amir Exile, you call Amir Exile, aim, but man, I've been a Chose. Case it is the Din Gorman Hosai. Become a Prio English Toshi. In case in that Din Gorman. In case in Storeva and Sui Elm Dashne. Homi Dashne in case. Homi Dashne in case. So it can't be to serve a purpose. It will collect in the Hosmish body. But according to Rabashi, what's the purpose of casing? It will not collect from the Chosim Shibonim anyway. My love shtoy psikte. So the Gemara says, Lo shtoy eres mamesh, ki der afkot et mer afshavi. Yit ma'akot et nishmon to in daito, Rab and Rabbi Naman Kodeshes, afkot et mer afshavi, yam reilin Kodeshes. So the Greek says, and from this Gemara, it's a raya that we pasken like Rav Popov Rav Mishal. Here we have a machlekes between Rove and Rav Ashi and Moran, who say, Kosvo Lishmo Vishaloi Midaito Vishaloi Midaito. And Rav Popov Rav Mishal, we are the other hand, who say that the English. So the question is, how do we pasken? Do we pasken Midaito or pasken English? So the Greek says, from this Gemara, so this is a fire, that we pass from like Rav Popeh and Rav Mishavi. Why? Because after all, Rav Ashi said, Luni Tulipas. So then, the Gemara asked the Kashi against Rav Ashi from the case in Shtoreles and Sun of Dashne. So my life story is sick. So in order to answer the kasha against Rabashe, so we had to apply it to Shtoreles and Nisui. We had to apply it to Shtoreles and Nisui. So that means that Shtoreles and Nisui have to be written. Midashne. So it's a raya that Aloha is like a prophet of Shavi, because the Aloha had been like Rove. In Kabashe, so Shtoreles and Nisuyin do not have to be with Midash name, only Midash Abal, not Midash Eish. That seems to be very good right. That seems to be, that's the Rift's right in Dushin. Now, Ramoyer in Dushin is Masikandari. Ramoyer in Dushin is Masikandari. And he says that the Pshat in the Gemara of Nitoli Kosik or Nitoli Kosik is not the way the Reef explains it. The Reef explains it like Rashi. If we say Nitoli Kosik, then it means once it is reduced into a star, then it's given to the Kosik Shabbat. And then, if we say Nitoli Kosik, so then it means that even if it is reduced into a shtar, it's still not dealing with chasam shtar. So reducing it into a shtar will not serve any purpose, because the avodah hanitzim b'amireh is only to be given mechasim yechayim, but not to be given mechasim shemorit. So that's the nifty pshat, and that's chasam. The Baal Moira says no. That goes without saying the second pshat, the two mentioned. That goes without saying that if the Mechutam tell the Yidin to execute the Shtar, then of course it is getting a hospital. But they are fired by Abinet, from being called, it was made by Abinet, as to whether going alone internally or deeply or literally causing is whether it can be written even without the tzibur, a directed by the Chabad. Because just as we say, Spankin and Tzibayne, and here we say, Bani Adoy, Mishatin Adoy, Adoy, Gompo Machna Adoy, so it's also like Kino Suda. The Amir itself is like Kino Suda. So maybe the Eden can sign the Shtar, and then you can start. The Eden is who observed the stipulation of all these knowing, these highlights, can execute the shtar without the directive being given to them, you know, by the So what Ravasha say, loinitnulikos, that means that in Afstam, the believing cannot execute the shtar in Afstam. So then, when Gemara says Toshma, in case we still hear this on the screen, El Midashneh, Hom Midashneh, in case we, so it's not Ikashi, even though Gemara uses Rosh and Toshma, and usually Toshma means Ikashi, but here it's a Siyaiti. Gemara is trying to say a Raya to Rabash's answer that Loi Nikuli Kosi, that without an explicit symbol, in a star means not immediately, only if there is a king. So that then it's fixated. But this that is like a king, Rayanoye, is not fixated. So it's right from this concept that it requires Hashem, it requires a team, but without a team, it cannot be executed. So it's a riot to Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot mention a riot to Rav Ashi. Because it could, now the Gemara is there. The Gemara says, we could apply the price to Shtor Eres Man. We could apply it to their prayer. We could say, like a pop, to their prayer. But actually, it's not like that. This is how the Balamoya. This is how the Balmoya has trained in Bar. Now, the Rambam Mohammed mentions a riot from the Gemara in Sumer, that the right Pshat is the Pshat by the Vilfer Rashi, and not the Pshat of the Balmoya. Now, the Rambam passed his life on it. And the Rambam Shiki is Mashma. The Rambam, in the book, Nuchasri Matone, so it's Mashma from the Rambam. He passed and says, Rav Ashi said, Loi Nitnuli Kosi, but Loi Nitnuli Kosi in what sense? Like the Rif's Pshat and Rashi's Pshat, that even if it's reduced into life, even if the Mechotomi direct on Tzadeh, they need to execute the Shtar, so it's still not given from the Chosim Shibodim, only from the Chosim Mechel. Only from the Chosim Mechel. Now, there is one more thing that has to be explained. Now, Gemara says here in Dushi, thank you. Meister, die Käsin Steuerer sind die Sünde, Elmi Daschne. Mein Lab Steuerer sind die Sünde, Mame. So, das ist eine Reihe, Tura Popper auf Schabie, in die Kasche, Gens, Robbe in der Wasche. So, die Mora ist, wo ist der Sünde? Alright. But, Rav Popper auf Schabie will certainly explain the price in the sense of Storeiris and Yisui Mamish, not in the sense of Storeiris. Now the question is, Storeiris and we know what is the Storeiris. What is Yisui? Whoever heard of such a thing? Yisui? Whoever heard of such a thing? Yisui? So the ritual raises that question. So there are two machines, two shotting in the world. One shot is that if we say Storeres and Yisui Mamesh, so it only establish. Why does it say Yisui? Because the Dushin gets the basis for the Yisui. I mean, you cannot have Yisui without theirs. You cannot have Yisui without theirs. That's one shot. And the other pshat is that if we say shtoreres and yisui mamesh, then the price deals with two kinds of shtoreres. Shtoreres means shtargush, shtoreresui means ksub. The question is ksube, so why is it kudashne? There is only one mark there in the ksube, the chosin. When we write ksube, so we're not. So the caller does not tell the agent to sign the ksuve. Only the host tells, because he does not know to become a shah. Who is the makler in the shibudim of the ksuve? The host. The caller is the recipient of the shibudim. So in other words, the host is the makler. So why does it have to be Midashne? So the Mitra says, because that's based upon the Gemara and the Moshe that we give. In other words, there is a loche of Kesim, Shtal, Leveya, Kopi, Shemaomi. Kesim, Shtal, Leveya, Kopi, Shemaomi. Now the question is, how can any execute the Shtal? When the leader tells them to sign the Shah, maybe they will be ahead. Suppose the leader tells the agent, sign the Shah that I borrowed, let's say the lady is women, and the expected all the machine. So Ruvain, the leader tells the agent to execute the Shah, that he, Ruvain, borrowed. It's today is Shreya Shia. So let's say, so it says Shreya Shia Tov Shin Mem Hei that he borrowed $1,000 from Shin. Since the Shia is not here, so maybe he will give the Shah to Ruben. Ruben will keep it in the pocket and then it will come. He will go away, let's say, overseas for half a year, then they come back. They come back, let's say, in Cheshvan, Tov Shin Mem Hei, and then they decide to borrow $1,000 from Shin, and they give him that shtar, and that shtar has this man. It has this man of Lamed Nisan Tov Shin Mem Hei, and actually got way to place, let's say, in Cheshvan, Top Shin Mem Hei. So then they will be given from the Kuches. All the of all the sodis that Ruben sold to the Kuches between Niyar and Cheshvan and Abdin, he shouldn't be able to collect because he didn't become a shudet to Shimei until the Avoy was made in Cheshvan. But when he brings in the Bezdin, will look at the Shtar and will see the date of Lamed Benissim Tokshin Mahay, they will think that the Havoy took place around the Nisan Tokshin Mahay, and actually the Shiva took effect only in Cheshven, in all of the Cheshven, Tokshin Mahay. So it will be clear from the Kuchas that was sold by the Levi, by Ruben, to the Lokhi between Iyar and Cheshven. Shaloi Kedim, Shaloi, Shaloi Kedim. So, according to Abai, that's the Gemara, it's a whole Sugya in Babitzir. So, according to Abai, who says, in the Kersum of Zohonai, so as long as ultimately, so the Alvoy is made, so then, so as long as the Alvoy is made, so then, it's gave from the date of the chesed. So there is no takor for kalvah chasid. He is chel rabbi, and he holds that we do not say in the chesed properly that the chesed has retroactive effect. It dates back to the time of the chesed. So if the alvoy took place and all the cheshvan tovshin involved, so then the chesed takes effect only as of all of the Cheshvan Tavshin Vov, not that retroactively takes effect as of Lamed B'Nissan Tavshin Mei. So the Bikter Shleidini, according to Rabbase, this aloche of Kesvin Shtar Leida Achal Kishimau B'Imei is only true B'Shtor D'Aknaise. B'Shtor D'Aknaise. In other words, when you B'Shtor D'Aknaise, in other words, it is stipulated, it's told out in the Shtar, that even if the Alvoy is not made, so it still should be true. The Machlok is changing what Shtar HaKnaise means, even if no Alvoy is made, so it should be Mechuyev. Or, if it is made, but it is made, let's say a year later, or whatever. So only the Shtar HaKnaise, we say Kisishtal Leva for P, Shein Malvin. But if it's not Shtar HaKnaise, if it is not spelled out in the Shtar that he should be liable anyway, even if the Alvoy is not made now, so then we cannot write the Shtar. Edim are not allowed to sign the Shtar, execute the Shtar for the Leva, just because the Leva tells it, because of the possibility that there might be a takor, because maybe the alvoy will be made half a year later, and then will be taken from the kuches shaloi kini. So then, if it's not shtor d'aknaise, according to Rabbase, so then Judaim are allowed to execute the shtar for the leve only if the malve is within, and the malve also. And we both tell Levi to execute the Shtar. So this is the pshat of the Gemara here. Gemara says, my love, Shtoreiros and Yisui Mamesh. So what does it mean, Yisui? One pshat is, it means Shtoreiros. Not two separate Shtoreiros. Another pshat is, Shtoreiros means Shtar Pushim, and Yisui means Ksume. But Ksuve does not require the Dashneya. The answer is, according to Rabbase, it does require Dashneya. Because without Dashneya, we are Cheshish. You will cause a fool with the Nisun Lova Tishre, so you'll be tearing from the Kukash Levi. Now, but tomorrow. Oh, now, tomorrow. So you should be ready after the Gemara in Boyer will be a Nisun Mitzvah or Eres Thank you.
Devotion by the Rosh Hashiva Aleph Yorei Tov Shemim Hei, May 22nd, 1985, on Monday.
This is how Rabbi Yochanan deduced it from the pasuk. Amalei Rabbat Zera leRabbuye, the Amrelo Vishloki shleRabbi Yochanan, Kuro Zu sheShono Rebbe uBaal kiNikach Yishisha uBaal Milami sheNitzuye. In other words, the Rebbe's memory is looked upon disparagingly. I mean, what's wrong with Rebbe's droshe? Why do we have to resort to the droshe of Geulah's Baal? We can learn it out from the pasuk that Rebbe learned it out from. So Rabbi Yochanan said, in your song, from the prosecutor, I couldn't deduce the halacha that Isha is nikkel to be. Have a mile of the Kaddish water boy? Because the Roshna prosecutor is Kivika Isha Ubualo. So maybe the chat in the prosecutor is Kivika, that's Keset. You know, Kira Kira Mile Ephraim. So Ubualo. That he's gaining her only if he gives a kesef, and then it is followed by beer. So, how do we know that beer by itself, not together with kesef, is also gaining? That's from the posik of Beulah's Baal. Rashi. Omakor Beulah's Baal, Kimoti, Shepherd, Misha Beulah's Baal, Kuazu. So the Sardinian answered, no, from the posik of the Kakishisho Bualo, I could say the Pshati Abimi Kadish Pikese, the Hoda boy, the Siki Nika, Hai Kese, the Hoda Bualo. What that? So, fine. Kamash. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan learned it out from Beulah's Baal. Maski floga babe ba mama. In kinara mroso lom rachone viskile hilche mishpachse. If you are going to assume that the pshat in the posik of Kiyika Kishisho Uvalo is that she becomes kluyo to him, she becomes Mikudeshes to him only as a result of the combination of Kesef and Bia, but Kesef by itself without Bia, not. So then, and Bia by itself without Kesef, not. Masti for Rabbe Bamamo, Ginara Moroso, Doma Rachmon and Viskil Eichemishka. So, how can we visualize the Chiyuv Nisei of Skile of haar boer naam de roze. So then there is a huge delay. If one is nizame with a narrow, with a sword, or a beggar sitting in the roze, then there is a huge friend. But if he's nizame with a narrow, who is in the roze, not the sword, then there is a huge skill. How can we visualize? Once we assume that Kikaki Shisho Bawa implies both have to take place. Idag Nishi Hotaboyo Monash. In order to be in Kadeshes, a real Ahuso, so it has to be, he has to give a Keset and the egg. Now, if there is beer also, subsequent to Keset, so then she's not a psulo, so she's a bulo. And if she's not a psulo, then there is no chiyuv skile, so then there is a chiyuv chenek. So then what for me? So it's not, you say, without the posik of Vilas Baal, I would say that the pshat in the posik of Kiyika Chishisho Ubaal is, there have to be both. O Rabbon Kamila Baye Mishkahaslo, so the Rabbon of Rabbaye said, we could say that the Pshat in the post, he got his show while he is that that's the goal. But then you ask, how can we visualize? Now I'm also worshiping not the below. So can we visualize in this game? So a beer shalikidako is considered to be polatel. So even if you assume that the pshat in the posse of Kikaki Shisho Ubaal is both, so she's in Kadeshes, but she's not considered as a bulo, in as much as the beer was, so she's still considered as a psulo. So maybe there is a chiyuv skillet. Omele Abai, that's what Rabbonin said to Rabbi. Omele Abai, at kamitli, Rabbi Rabbonin ole ba'ache. Abu Baal, gira hakil in gola, shrekit alko, so osu gula, osu gula. There's an achlech between Rabbi and Rabbonin as to whether if another person is born be a shrekit alko, so not a husband. So whether she becomes a gula, as a result of being shalichi d'arko by an achir, or not. So according to Rebbe, so even though an achir is shalichi d'arko, she's not a tsunami. And according to the Rabbonon, she is a tsunami. So the machlekes is only in the case of an achayah being goyah of Yoshua Yidah. So then Rebbe says, the Chachamim say that she is still in Tzulo, and Rebbe says she is not in Tzulo. She is not in Tzulo. Mashuinki, if the Baal was shalichi d'arko, so everybody agrees that she is not a psulo, even the Rabbonon of Chayim agree. So how can you say that we can visualize the case of Naram Rosso when there was Kesed and be a shalichi d'arko, and she is still considered as a psulo? But since the dos is born of shalichi d'arko, then she certainly becomes a biulo, even according to the Rabbanan of her. Kol shkut, not to mention Rebbe. עד כאן התיקה ועבור נגע אחר, אבל הוא בא ובאחר כלי כמו שלא ידע לך עושה פה. מה היא? ואתם אחרי איתן. Govorio di Rano Shinga da in su o colombi stile de Chachomim say that she doesn't become a bulo as a result of the beer from the Hidako by a hair. Rebbeine, she does become it. Imer ani hori shei stile vi kulam vichen so mele so Abaye is refuting the what was mentioned by the Rabbonon before Abaye. So then the question arises, how could Rebbeine think that we couldn't learn out from the Pasuk of Kikafishisho Bao, because without recourse to the Pasuk of the Bulas Bao, then I would say Kikafishisho Bao implies that she becomes clear if Mikudesh is only there's a combination of Kesed Dushin and B. Manifshah, if there is be also, so she's not a psula. And even the B.A. is a B.A., she would be alcohol, but as long as it is by the Baal, by the rose, so then even the Rabbon will be made that she's not a psula. So, says, Amar Abnach Balitzho, Mishkachas Lokhien Shekicho Pishta, Hoy the Gamer Umeitzi is Gamer Umach. In other words, we could say that the Pshatiki Kachishisho Gualo is that in order to become the Deshes, we need both Kesev and B. So then you ask, so how can we visualize? Now also, where she's not the below, we can visualize it in the case where she became the Deshes Mushta. So in other words, so even if we were to assume that the Pshat in the Pasuk Kikachishisho Gualo, he must have both, that's only in respect to Kesef, to Dushna the Kesef. So Dushna the Kesef is not affected by itself unless it is followed by Bia. But Dushna the Shta is the Alfuse from Get. So there, Shta by itself it constitutes Dushna. Without Bia. We know it's a game of Mark. What a rush. Now, more should we steal it? Who can call King Habibus Latsman? Who Gualo Habibus Latsman, the Lord Kest, who Mishka has killed, who she cast the Lord Bia. We will leave, who skilled the Sulak City. Even if we assume that Kesed has to be found by the so Kesed has to be found by the but Shta certainly does not have to be found by the So salir de MS. So, Kesef 2 doesn't have to be followed by me. But if we didn't have the posit of the Ula's Baal, then I would say, on the basis of the posit of the Kichachishish Ubalo, that by Kesef, so it's only effectively if they are both Kesef and me. He learns out the deen that B.A.'s came from Vilas Baal. What does he do with the Pasuk of Ubala? How Ubala now? The way. When you boil a Zunik has the B.A. Vionik has the B.A. So Eichen learns out from the Pasuk. He can't show Ubala that the name of Vion is not Nik has the B.A. How could the bees are lighter? That the fear should be the bee. I mean, how could this are lighter? So I once discussed it, right? Because of the aloha of yield. So there is aloha of yield. In other words, the organ is mechuyev in the yayidom of yield. And then, the rabbonim say that moyis of shin is litushi. So mele. That means that if ultimately it's a mitzvah on their own, incumbent on order to the yard, but we are not taking into it. In other words, the Jordan doesn't want to marry Dr. Frio before the expiration before she becomes a Delo, before the expiration of the 6 years of service. So then, if he doesn't want, Bezin is not keeping. But inasmuch as there is mitzvah incumbent upon Rodin to marry her, so then there's the Rabbanan of Rabbeisper, you just say, no, he's Hoshin, no, Yushin. He doesn't have to give her any new kesef. The kesef that he gives to her father at the time he buys her as a normal Rio is considered as Kesef Dushin, in case it culminates in Yud, in case it culminates in Yud. So where the kin is with Kesef, so then this Kesef is not only effect the kin of Omo, that the Odin is Kenar as an Omo, but this kesef also is considered as a kedushin. So mele we could say, we could have talked about that the real is nikkeis bibir. How could it be nikkeis bibir? So it's bibir's nose. The answer is because of the pending yield. So mele and nisho is nikkeis bibir. So mele and the real could also be nikkeis bibir. So that's why we have to resort to it. To a person that she's not nikna.
She'd be nikna but not in Kadeshit?
What?
She'd be nikna but not in Kadeshit then?
No, she's not nikna at all.
No, if she had been.
If she had been.
She'd be nikna not in Kadeshit then?
If ultimately.
Yeah.
If ultimately the ordinal decide to marry. So then, with that BA, she'll be in Kadeshit. But if the ordinal decide not to marry her, then she'll not. Just like Jean and Catherine and Amogi, the same way to them. So, Zunikid me and Amogi can be as hard as how many days of Kawah and Amogi evoke, Umay, you want to shake it to the Kesset, and it will be a Zushin to the Kesset, and it didn't shake it to the Bia. We explain it. How can we say such a Kawah and Amogi, Zushin to the Kesset, and it shake it to the Bia? And it's not Rishinishes. The answer is because of you. So it would be Lishenishis. Baal Yivome, Shechem Stuka Bimedes, Saot Bayit Hamine Hoyu, because of Nachers, Ikechlei, Ikisha Akotu Lachers, Maachers, Mikhe Lebibie, Avom Avriya Mikhe Lebibie, Komash. So this is what Rabbi Yechanan learns out from the posik of the Ubua. Ubua. In other words, the Kikarish Ubua, that only Nisha is Nikhlas Bibiye, but on Nutrio, even though there is its Adishis, because of the Aloche of Mois or Shemis Udushin. So that would apply to Bibiye too. So, I mean, but there's a question that she is not Nikhlas Bibiye. The Rebbe, high swarm in Allah. Now, Rebbe learns out from the proceed of Kika Kishisho Ubuawa that the issue is Nikon Gibie. So, how does he know this Allah that Nomad Rio is not Nikon Gibie? Because it's in King Rahmoni Ubuawa. If the whole Kavonis apostle had been to advise us just. Then she is Nikon Gibie, and the Torah could say, Kika Kishisho Ubuawa. Why do they say Ubuawa? So, Shmamino Tar, Ulehove Roma, Barahine, Barahine is the name of Namea. Asbrami, Yika Hishisho Ubao, Dushin Hamisuven Ribie, Habidush, Dushin Shem Sun Ribie, Loyabidush. In other words, if someone says, that the Kaddish Achas Mishdeachoyis and he doesn't spell out which one, so it's Pushishim Yisrael Ribiye, because each one of the two sisters is Bisofi Achesisha, in the Bisofi Achesisha. So then, since it's Pushishim Yisrael Ribiye, so Mimele, it's Loya Bidush. So, Barahine, did you stay from the posik Kidika Hashisho Ubao? So it has to be Mosolibi. But if the Yushin is in such a way that it's not Mosolibi, as in the case where it's Mikadish Achas Mishiachoes, and he doesn't spell out which one, so then the Yushin is no Yushin. The Yushin is no Yushin. So we need a posik of Ubao. Of Ubao. That to tell us that Yushin Shem Yisrael Ribiye is not Yushin. So how can we learn out? Can we learn out the other Alochas? The other Alochas. I mean the Aloche of the Talmud of Rio is not Yushin Ribiye, and according to Rebbe that the Nisho is Yushin Ribiye. In case nichtiv ko oy boalo, mayu boalo, shmamis mekule. In other words, if the whole Kavanas Apost had been just to tell us that the Omer Vrio is not Nikhlas Bibiye, Omer Vrio is not Nikhlas Bibiye, so then the Torah could have said, ki yikach ish isho oy boalo. We also know that the Omer Vrio is not Nikhlas Bibiye. Why does the Torah say Ubalo, not Uibalo, Shmaminokut? So we learn now the din of Dushishim Suni Bie also. Narash. The Rebbe, Now, Rebbe learns out the din that Bria is gaining from Kosi Ki Yika Fashisho Ubwa. So, the question is, what does he do with the Kosi of the Hebrew as far? Rebbe learns out from that Kosi the Aloha that Bria is gaining, but Rebbe learns out that Bria is gaining from the Kosi of the Yika Fashisho Ubwa. So, what does he do with the posse of the Hebrew as well? The Rebbe had worked on my own day, I knew Boyle, Bale is so he's so bullish with it out, and Nakhil is so he's so bullish with it out. So Rebbe learns out from the posse of Bula's Baal that only the Baal makes her into a Bula for the Hebrew as well. But an Achaia cannot make a regula for a Bio Shaloi Kida. So there, we tend to indicate that Rebbe himself holds that an Achaia cannot make a regula. But the fact is that Rebbe holds that even an Achaia can make her into a regula. Now, if an Achaia can make it into a regula, so we don't need a prosik to tell us that the Baal does make our intuition. Even Achaz, like Skal the Hamoit, Kalachino of logic, that the Baal certainly considered the psalm. So Mele, that's the Xeras Akosu, he gulas Baal. That's the Xeras Akosu, he gulas Baal. That's only Bishalikid Alko. By Nachem, So she still needs a psula. But if the Bishul Yidah goes by the oath, so then she becomes a Gula. Why is Knaz distinguished from the Chiyuv Nisei? From the Chiyuv Nisei. Monekshech, if in Knaz, Rebbe is made that even though she was Nival, be a Shalikidah, and then somebody was Mifatah, on the answer. So then, he has to be Knaz, because the fact that she was Nival, be a Shalikidah, is not Makhti of the Shem Suo. So, why did Abifim Nisei, does he say that Bol Gida Noshim, Natayim Biskulo, so only Ogishim Biskulo, he called the Chemek? Why? Because in respect to the Adonai, so she was already a Bulo. Why she considered the Bulo to be a Shoshit Arko, even though in Nah she is considered a Biskulo? My story. Shana also, the Gabi Chil Nise, there is a special Zakosu. The Oma Ko, Umei So Yish, Asha Shohat Ime Rivade. Asha Shohat Ime Rivade. So, that means Vade, koi se doksid la nara lisase dovo. Nara lisase dovo, right after this posse, the Torah says, oh, nara lisase dovo. So why did the Torah have to say before the posse of nara lisase dovo? Why did the Torah have to say, meisu ish asa shohav imei, levadai only he, in other words, not she. It's already mentioned, la nara lisase dovo. So why did the Torah have to say it to tell us that even though she was legal, a bio shaloi kidako, so there is still a chiyuv. So that even though she was a nival and bish related alcohol, so she is not a psula, and the one who is boreal is not high still, but is higher than. The Rabbonon, highly Vadei my Abdoi. So Rebbe learns out from the Vadei that he's not high of skill. What did the Rabbonon learn out from the Vadei? The Tani. The Tani, Umei, Sudan, Shnei, and Hashim, Shom, Keahot. So, according to Rashi, it means Divi Rabbi Yashe. According to Rabbi Yashe, so the Baal is not high Nisei, the Nivellus is Ptolem Nisei. When is the Nivellus Ptolem Nisei? She is a Tana. So, according to Rashi Shah, Rabbi Yashe holds that where the Nivellus is Ptolem Nisei, or Tana, whatever reason. So then, then the Baal is not high Nisei either. Hachiyu shobim keacho. Rabbi Yisin is chelkan Rabbi Yashe. Meishu Yish has a shochat in the Levad. In other words, that he can be high Nisei even though the Nivellus is torn. The Rabbi Yehan. I swore it, that Baal is Esau, Bulo Shalikidah. how does he know that Swami? So he learns out both halachas from Yulas Baal. One halacha that Mishu is mikneh has been here, and the fact that the Torah uses the expression Yulas Baal instead of Balasish, so he learns out that the Baal makes her into a bule. The Baal makes her into a bule, even for beer shalida. We link now with the Torah, the Chodor, the Pool, and the Tavish. Now, who's the man who comes in Shalom, the Babi Chodi Seher, the Oksil, the Hour of the Dovo, Shnei, Mishrovim, the Hishnim, the Golab, the Tane, Hai Svogin, the Baal, the Sikun, the Dark, or... No. So this is Rashi's pshat. Umeizu gam shneim at shim yishovim keachot. Vilu Rabbi Yashe, that according to Rabbi Yashe, if the nivellus through all Nise, so the veil is also part of this. That means, according to Rabbi Yashe, if the Goyo is more on the Shishish, that the father was in Kabe, a Dushin, so she's in a Shishliga Aise, and she's Bazimu Shalim in Achot, if the Goyo will be Mizanam with her, so then, inasmuch as she's from Isaiah, according to the families, from abolition, some melee the bail alone from the bottom. Takes this is clearly on Russia. Because there is an issue with the Russians, he needed that from Dalit, that if a Tanakh is Bolel, has to call Isaac, but they all. So the veil is hiding, even though the veil is a two of this. So according to Rashi, we have to say that that Mishneh in either of the Dalet accords with Hadidus, who doesn't darshan the Droshe at Mishneh Mishon Giyah, who darshans who makes Rishi and Shachaf no Ibadi, that the Chiyuv Nisir of the veil is does not depend upon the Chiyuv Nisir of the Dalet. Even the dollars is still, but the veil is still higher. It's still higher. So Tesis, as I mentioned, you know, from the town, another pshat. Another pshat. What pshat? He said that Rabbi Yashin is made it. Where we caught him, he got to his Balak Tane, as Mishnei needed a Kundalat says. So he's high, even though the Tane is too old. But, the Baal is he got to his high. But what does this as a Kosu of Achiyu Shomim Keachot imply? That implies that if there is one Nise for the Nivellus and another Nise for the Baal, then there is no Chiyuv Nisa over there. In other words, if let's say, in other words, some Mele in the case of Ikodu that is Bo, Alam Suo, Basgim Shalim Ahor, so then, the Nivellus is too obvious, because the cotton is for too much. But, the same Nivellus, if and when she becomes a male, then, She be chayeves the same mitzvah as the Beilis chayev. What kind of mitzvah would she be chayeves? If and when she becomes a Beilis. Chayev. And that's exactly the chiyuv mitzvah that overtakes the Beilis. So then it's Yom Kiyachol. But if, let's say, a godlu will be born upon a ktanon roso, basgim shomim lechot, so when she becomes a devil, what will be? And there is a special jerusakosu that when a godlu is baal ktanon, then he is not chayiv. Then he is not chayiv. He is not chayiv. So what chiyuv mitzvah could he have? Chanek. But if he will have a chiyuv of chanek, so then it will not be the same mitzvah as the nevelis would have been chayeves when she becomes a nevel. Because when she becomes a nevel, so her chiyuv mitzvah would be skile. So it's not chogim. In the shechot, so then he's put up completely. This is how I'm coming. Now the cases. Actually, you shame shop. According to Rabbi Yashe, if the godl is Balakhtano, since the nivelis is too rough, and he said, so the veil is also part. That's a big chiddush. The Rimir, the Atanfer, the state, the Maisel, the Somo, but the Shem, the Mechot, the Goma, the Bola, the Echot, the Balarais, the Mother, the Teo, the Mums, the Mashma, the Goma, the Balakhtano, the Chai, the Balakhtano, the Sensh, ויש מפרושים, להיד אוסו מעציה כרבי. כי רבי נס, ופוליקה לרבי אש, ודרך ורמתם פירש, עד שיהיו שני מניסה אחס, ולא בבליון שתהיו מניסה. ואפילו גודל עבור התנו החיים, ומשום מבקטולה, וכוי על מילסה לרבניה, דום אפשר גל מניסת גם נערם אוסו, גם נערסו במהר ולקטנו, חכמים נער אפילו קטנו, במשמע, ובאים מני רבי עקיבא רבי מרב, בוא אותן המרוס ורבי ימהו. נער לגמרי ממעמק נורו, אם נזכיר לנו מה יקלו, אבל לכן נקראי, וכמה רוסו מסתבר לגמרי מה יקלו. ויס הלכתה איתך נזכיר לנו מה יקלו, אבל לכן חיה, סובן, תותן נעות, ודבר לסחי את ריצ'ויסי. And the Nivelis, right now she's a Tanit, but when she becomes a delay, what will be her missing? Her missing will be stealing, so it's not showing Keachot in the form of the missing. Our Mechanical also established with Gamma and Maitro. These are like who's stealing Maitro, Avon Hanik Hayek, but being a Shneem Shomi. Prima base nise shimoyis of deilo yibiskele. Firu ze niche vidvoy osom, rabbe, vualak tanam osom, meya mao, davke, bema uvutsom yibore, mishu de nishom yi mise, avu nisuye, leko yiboye, shavu sas bechene, vimoy sol deilo yisnam bechene, ushnem chom yi mise, avu lepiru shakuntres, כושי המים יבואי לבערוס אתם בנשויה so be shame a contra matam that so we understand this why the more you read the buying collection of houses of Nisuye because by Nisuye everybody is made it that the bail is high even though the dollars is fine but by our Nisuye we can say that the bail is also contra why? Because it's not Shneem Shomim Mise, because the form of Mise, the Nivelis is Chayeves, the Nivelis would be Chayeves if and when she becomes the dealer would be skile, and here the bear would be a chelek. But according to Rashi, the pshat is because when a Rebbe Nivelis is poor, so the Beir is also potter. So why does the Gemara ask in connection with Amos the Moed in connection with Nisui? On the contrary, it's self-evident that the Banisui is poor, because the posse of Umeisu Shneyem is mentioned in connection with Nisui. I would be Tanahavus and Iboyele, because there with the posse is not mentioned. It's all Kodaito, the Chaye, the Koma, Achi, Yu Shneyem, Shabu, Rafla, Russo, Name Porta, Shin, Leon, Shin. Because the Kiosama Moroye, the Nafti, the Mea, the Chaye, the Chenek, my call, תחסיב ומאיסו איש אני שוחף מלבדי so even if he is the only one who is higher because he goes in the tunnel so what he is God who is him is high ובואי עושה מלבדייה היי ואיסו גם שניהם מלבדייה my obitlei um my moboye duke bin suye Teisha says that the reason is why the mall is asking that Abaye in connection with Ahus and not in connection with Nisuye because Nisuye certainly is Pota because Umeishu Gam Shneyan is mentioned in the parash of Nisuye. Now if Nisuye is certainly potter when he got his balanasui. Iktano Baskin Shemiyah is certainly potter. So when Mo is a kash, what does Rav Meir do with the posse from Meishkam Shneyen? No, the Gemara could say that tells us in connection with Nisuye, that he is Potter. He is Shlema, and the more is there desire times. That the Mitzvah and Shlema will learn now that for Maisach Hidudi, there is no Chiritz. No Chiritz. Why do the more say that for Meir learns out from the Posik of Umeisu Gam Shneyem that Umeizigam Shneyem that God will abo alam suye is potter of Mise. V'yeish leima adi nichal litane litchei pleike mas nisi liyeitzi deitan afut rameya. Because the Mishin Nidach Dalet says explicitly that if God will is bo al aktano and the Avu du shonim l'meachod so then the God will is chayeh is higher Mise. If the more given the terrors that Chameya applies the posik of Mishnah Gam Shneyem, the Gavigodo Abor and Suye, then the Mishnah in Ide, Bakundalit could not accord with Chameya. So that's why the more you can alter it, it's in my scheduling, in order that the Meir should be able to accord even with the Mishneh in Yudev, which said explicitly that if the God is Baal El and Araya, so the God is high.
Just a second.
As the Chazal say many times, immolating the Kshitei. So that means that there are two derises, two types of derises. One is a derise that is implicit in the tradition, and one is a derise that is not implicit in the Pshitshomitro, but is implicit in the Drash. Both are in Mashmoyes Hakos, but it's two categories of derise. So it's not a thing of calling it. No, Al-Pidin, it is distinguishing from the rises that are implicit in the traditional. For example, in regard to Mishmar Levatar as a mitzvah in the Shua Shom, still the Rambam says, if somebody takes a Shua, he'll eat the Chotzik as a Yis in Vele, so then the Shua is half, it's not a Shua Shom. Why? But Chotishir is also the Isaac. The Rambam Pasch is like a Vichne. So, the reason is because this is deduced from Yiddishah here in Russia. It's not implicit in the Pshutei Talmud. Another Allah, the Gemara says, Yume, Beitze, Shabbos, the Tane, Nashe, the Achron, the Shase, at Hashecho. Those women who are accustomed to eat Erev in Kippur until Shkia Mamesh, in other words, they are resolved in the Chiyuv of Teisus, so we shouldn't make an issue with that. Because Mutefshim Sheidin Valyumzi, so Sheidin the Magnisha says, in the name of Menev Sheidin, that only applies to Teisus in Akipur. Because even though this is not comes with the Raise, but it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. We learn it out from the Pasuk, in Nisenes Tafisechem, Mi'arev Aderev, Tibisu Shabbatchem, Pisisho Achilesh, in Nisenes Tafisechem, Pisisho Achilesh, Mi'arev Aderev, Tibisu Shabbatchem. So, Tisho Misanim, Bar Basir Misanim, אלא שצורך להיסית מחיל הקדש. So it's in Rosh. It's not mentioned in the tradition. It's in Rosh. So the Mele will say, Mutef Shishina in Mezim. But suppose a certain people have Zalzel in Achilles in Akipur itself, in the Kimishan way, then we don't say Mutef Shishina in Mezim. So again, we find the distinction between those derises which are mentioned in the tradition we call, and those derises that are deduced from this apparent precedent, even though that is much more is a mitzvah like the tradition we call, but it's a different category of derises. So that's why the Rambam calls it, he was all right, that we understand. But then the Chachmei Luniel asked him another question. You say that anything that is deduced to the Midrashatir and Rashi, so is called the Sefer. So we understand this why you call Dushites the Rashi, and we understand this why you call Dushibie the Rashi, because Dushibie is not deduced to the Midrashatir and Rashi. It's implicit in the tradition we call. Ki Yikach Shisho Ubalo. The question is, what does it mean, Kiyikach Shisho Uvalo? Does it mean both together or just one? Alright, so that's the whole Shakur Italian of the Lord. But the conclusion is that it means Kiyikach Shisho Uvalo, not Uvalo together with Kesem, but Uvalo. So Mele, so that's mentioned in the traditional Mikol. That's mentioned in the traditional Mikol. So that's why he calls Dushibir the Raisi. But why does the Rambam call Dushishtar the Raisi? Shtar should have the same status as Kesef. Kesef is used to Xer Shaveh, Kirchichem in Erechem. That's not traditional Mikol. And Shtar is used Du hekesh auf makish a weile in zie der zegen mit de schatern brechen der zegen mit de schatern brechen so why is one why is the ramba kol keset if I say to and star we call the guys that's another question that the Chachamim knew as the Rambam. So the Rambam says, you're asking a very good question. And I myself thought a lot about it. When he wrote the Erech HaZokot, so he thought a lot about it. But he decided to call Kesed Ibasefri and Shtar the Reis. Why? Because of this Gemara. This Gemara. Because the Gemara has the kasher. In Kinaram Rosal of Rahmon and Vistile, Hechem Shahaslo. And then the Gemara started seeing that we could visualize in connection with Pushishtah. So that means that the Pushishtah Mikro itself involves, implies Pushishtah. Because in the whole discussion, the Shachritaya of Gemara, so how would we apply the case of Naram Rosso, that is Biskile, to the case washing Skacho Bishtah, and that is Nigeya the Pshudisha Mikro of Naram Rosso Biskile, not in connection with the Rosh. So from that we see that certain Roshes, even though they are deduced to the Midi Hatir and Rashid then, but the Chachomim had the Kabbalah that they have the status of tradition. That's what I understand.
Okay,
the Mari Mishneh, they mention part of the Chuvas Rambam, but that portion of the Chuvas Rambam where he discusses as to why Shtar he calls the Reise, whereas Keset he calls the Seifrim, that portion they do not quote. But if you look it up in the Chuvas Rambam, you will see it. He mentions this Gemara. Now here, there's another machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. This Riazokin says the Rambam had a different gist. The Mora says, Omar Abzeva and Reid, the Rebbe, which is Knas, the Kulam Misham. What do you think the Kulam Misham? Even though Rebbe says, the Boer and Yudha Moshe, Vadayim Tzua, because they were all Boer and Shemekid Av. So, Hovishim is still, the Kulam Bechemek, but the Dabbe Knas, if it's Boer and Yudha Moshe, Shemekid Avko, So then, Rebbe is made that all the Asoro have to be Knas. had to be knas. She's still without knas, she's considered a tzur. Even though she is already nibawa before a bio shalei kidah. That's how Rashi explained. But the Rambam said, asking the Kalef, it's now a psula, that if somebody is Yamis or Nifati, is Nifati, a psula shalei kidah, so then he does not pay knas. He pays knas only if he's Yamis or Nifati kidah. But if he's Yamis or Nifati shalei kidah, he doesn't pay knas. So that's contrary to his Gemara. It's counter to this Gemara. So the case is the Azokin here on the margin. He says that the Rambam was there as Omar Abzela made a rebel in Knas, not the Kulin Shalom. If we are there, the Kulin Shalom is what it means, Kulin Shalom. All the Asod and the other who came, who were born, shall work it out. So then it's Gemara for Ashes that even with the Enes and the Pitu who was on the Bio shall work it out. So he still is higher to be knas. But the Rambam is here has made a rebellion knas. That she still remains a psula. She's considered a psula. Even though somebody else, an achelia, was born a shorkidah. So what does it mean? In other words, if let's say somebody was born upon the Nara, Shalikidako, then another person. After the Bia Shalikidako, another person was the Anisar, the father, her Kidako, so he pays knas. But if the Bia of the Enes and the Pito itself was Shalikidako, then there is no knas. The Gemara in the Bomes has a shayla that Ligabi the Isa, the Isha of Israel, Yikach, that the God is not allowed to marry a Beulah or a Bakeress, he's not weird. When he marries, he has to marry a Psula and a Narodavke. So, is it Tolu in the Kedushin or it's Tolu in the Nisun? What's that mean? We suppose that the Gemara is the Kaddish, is the Kaddish and Isha while she is in Arab. But he was, and wants to be Nasi her when she is a Bakers. So if we say that it's Tolu in the Kedushin, then he's allowed to do that. If we say it's Tolu in the Nisuin, which has Nisuin, so he's not allowed to do that. And then the Gemara says that it's only the Nisui. So in Melee, so insofar as the Isa of Isha Bifzorel Yikach, that he's not allowed to marry a Bulo or a Bigas, so that depends on Isha's Nisui, not on Isha's Hiras. So in Melee, Ram, there's Bo, there's Dvo, they all have the same shot, same touch. Why does the Gemara say here? Tchilas b'yekei b'yisri b'yekei nafkemine k'nishel bo posh yoyim t'bo yushmach. That's one of them. In Amal King Godin we go on a psula b'yemai. So if we say that tchilas b'yekei, so then King Godin can be mikabel b'yekei. Because Tchilas B'yesh is already his wife. But if we say Sei B'yekeine, so when does she become his wife after Tchilas B'yesh? So she's already a bullet. So in effect, he's Mikadesh, a bullet's atzme. So it's awesome. So the Kambanet Tekashe, in view of the fact that the Mori Omer says that the Yisrael, official Yisrael Yikach, depends upon the Shas, Nisuri, not the Shas Dushin. Indeed, the Shas Dushin, she was now, but in the Shas Nisuri, she's the Gedras, he's not allowed to marry her. So even if we say that Tchilas B'yesh Kene, then there is another bayin anymore, whether Bia Nisuin Eise or Eres Neise. So according to the alternative, in the next bayin, that Bia is Eres Neise. So even if we say that Tchilas B'yesh Kene, but so two Tchilas B'yesh Kene, but if we assume like the alternative in the next bayin, that it's Eres Neise. So with the Ahoye she becomes only an Ahuse, not an Israel. So when does she become an Israel? Later on, because the B.A. is only Eres Neise. So later on she's already, even if we say that Tchilas is B.A.'s king, but she only becomes his Ahuse, and the Nisuin has to take place after that. So when the Nisuin takes place, she is already Bulas Atzme. So Mele, how can he be Mikadi with you? That's a very sharp, brilliant kash. It's a very brilliant kash. So now let's turn to Ramban.
Lamed and Kedushin continued.